Here's Marcus McDuffie from the Aftershocks, former Shocker standout. Playing, hey, Marcus, is this your fourth year with the Aftershocks?
Yes, my fourth year.
All right, tell us, before we talk about tonight's game and the excitement about all that, what keeps you coming back? Why is this enjoyable for you?
I mean, first of all, I mean, let's start by, you know, out of that our era when my 4 years there, you know, I was one of the top players, one of the important players, and I'm just every year, you know, like, you know, I'm one of the first guys they ask, and like, you know, not only, you know, it just feels weird not to come back to my second home. You know, at least 1 week out of the year, you know, 1 or 2 weeks out of the year, I don't think that's a problem, you know, especially to come back and see my fans, see the people that love me and appreciate me, you know, coming here and to get that love again for like a week or two, like, it's amazing, you know, just to see friends, old friends and everything. So I think that keeps me coming back, and I think it's, you know, it helps me go and bring some, helps me going into overseas, you know. Back overseas.
So the game Saturday against Midtown Prestige, a lot going against it because you played at noon. You were playing a team that was overmatched. Was it hard at all to keep your foot on the pedal? You had a big lead throughout that game. I think you kind of picked it back up once the Elam ending started. But was it difficult at all to keep that same energy throughout?
Yeah, I think it's more of a mental thing. I think, you know, it trying to, you know, we was had a lead pretty much the whole game. We were leading the whole game, and we just got a little lax, you know, ready to finish out the game, you know, and move on to the next, you know. But, like, you know, the other team plays hard, and too, so they want to really, you know, to play in this arena, you know, people take it serious, you know, and really want to go out and show, you know, how they can play and what they can do, so. You got to be aware of that. That's why you can't get your foot off the gas. You got to just finish the game strong.
Marcus McDuffie is our guest, standout for Wichita State, now a standout for the Aftershocks, who are in the TBT tonight here at Coke Arena, facing Team Colorado, which beat Purple Rain, the K-State alumni team, on Saturday. So what did you see out of this Team Colorado team that you all have to pay attention to tonight?
I mean, first, they're very big. They have great size. You know, they're aggressive. They're strong. They got good guard play. They can attack. They play fast, too, very fast. You know, so we have to be aware of that. You know, they're going to try to speed up the game. And we have to be aware of that. And, you know, just be physical. And we have to rebound. You know, that's our biggest, you know, question right now is, are we going to rebound strong? Are we going to... Because, you know, all these other teams, you know, have pretty much good size and everything and, you know, good guard play. So we just got to be ready. We know this every year. Every game gets stronger and stronger. But this is a really good team, and we got to take this game serious so we can move on to the next round.
So you play, I mean, this tournament has a lot of overseas players who obviously are American. They're playing for alumni teams for their colleges. Is TBT something that's brought up during the season when you're talking with guys? And for you personally, you've played a lot of places. Do you usually make a point to hang out with the American guys, or you try to get to know the other guys? Is it maybe a combination of both?
So the first question you asked, well, the TBT it's pretty much like you can make a team. Anybody can make a team and make their own team. You know, anybody can make their own team. So it's turning more into not just alumni. It's just like a more colleges now are, you know, joining the TBT. So it's becoming more alumni, but you know, you can make your own team and recruit guys. So it's like pickup, to be honest, you know, to win a million. And then the other question is, yeah, we know everybody. We get to know everyone. It's just like when you're American, you speak, you know, their language, you know, you're going to relate more to them as opposed to the ones who don't. So, you know, that's all it really is. But you're cool with everyone.
talking with Marcus McDuffie. So we get ahead of ourselves in sports all the time. You guys really can't afford to do that. You've got Team Colorado tonight. The KU alumni team is playing right before you against Florida TNT. And everybody's so drawn to the potential of anything that has to do with the Wichita State KU matchup. You guys notice that. How do you not think about that as you go into the game tonight?
I mean, we really don't think about it. We just trying to move on to the next game, want to move on to the next game. Like, you know, KU, if they play us, is going to – we just seen it as a game where the place should be sold out. We should have the whole place sold out. That's what we want, to be honest. Like, we're going to do our thing on the basketball court, us and KU, if we potentially have that matchup. But we just hope – I'm pretty sure they just – hope as well that the whole place be sold out and we get everybody in them seats. That's what we want, to be honest.
And Florida TNT and Team Colorado could have a lot to say about all this, right?
Yeah, but they tough teams too, so got to be aware. There's been a lot of upsets in this TBT right now, so we are aware that this is going to be a big time game. So.
So every time, Marcus, that I look at one of you guys, Shockers, playing overseas, it's always a different team and a different country, usually pretty much every year. So is that what it is? Are there such thing as multi-year contracts over there? Are they given out sparingly? Is it hard to get one? Can you get one? And what's that like just kind of playing it year by year?
Ah, man, we'll be talking for days about this. This is crazy.
Like, let's do it.
Crazy. I'm going to try to sum it up to you. But it depends, like, you know, how you start. You know, everybody get dropped into a certain level after college. So, you know, but speaking of different teams and everything, yeah, you can sign multi-year contracts or the team can consistently want you back year to year, you know, because depending on your market, your agent, negotiations and where you feel like you can go and do your best you can. And so, yes, they do give out multi-year contracts. You would personally want more of a year-to-year because each year, you know, at a certain age when you're younger, because each year you want to keep moving up to the higher levels. So once you get up to that higher level, then you basically start doing, staying there longer. Or it depends on your age, too, like what you want to do. Like, you know, if you're a little older, when you got family, you might want to stay somewhere for a certain amount of years, you know, get a multi-year contract. But I'm young, you know, I don't have a family right now. So each year I'm looking to build and keep getting up to that high level. So that's the best way I could sum it up to you. But that's a conversation that we got to have. That's a table talk.
I like it.
Final moments here with Marcus McDuffie. Again, the Aftershocks in action tonight at 8 at Coke Arena against Team Colorado. The KU team, Mass Street, playing at 6 o'clock against Florida TBT. So a couple of very interesting games.
TNT.
You mentioned, huh?
Florida TNT, not TBT.
Right, whatever they're called.
All right, go ahead.
Don't interrupt me. I'm on a roll. You mentioned enjoying coming back to Wichita. What is it about Wichita, Marcus, that you enjoy? Where do you hang out? What do you do when you're here for this week of TBT games?
Well, you know, now that we're here and we're, we have sponsors, we have people that want to represent us, you know, because we're here for the TBT. So, you know, they give us like celebrations at certain places, you know, just to show face and make, you know, get their place, you know, rocking, you know, stuff like that. You know, we have, like my friend had a grand opening. You know, he just had a new barber, our team barber, had a grand opening to his new shop. So he came a long way. So we just do stuff, you know, and, you know, we're here for a week, you know, our rest. You know, we go to, we go out to eat. We've been to Chicken and Pickle, you know, what other places? Carlos or Kelly's. You know, we go to restaurants. We have scheduled places to eat, you know, with their food, you know. So there's so many places I can name. Doc Green's, you know, we'd be over there. You know, we know our guy Devin. So you know, Wichita is full of places to eat out here. That's one thing you're gonna do. You're gonna eat out here for sure. You know, I say that. Yeah, other than that, just chilling with friends. You know, chilling with friends and just, you know, enjoying life and being ready to have fun and play basketball.
So, Marcus, I saw before the tournament you guys were doing a press conference, I think, at Coke Arena, and you said something like, when the crowds are big, that puts a little money in your pocket. And do you get compensated for bigger crowds? Are there other opportunities? You don't have to tell me the amounts or anything like that, but are there other opportunities to make money outside of not winning the tournament and getting the million?
Yeah, pretty much, because, like, you know, that's why we have the, you know, the sponsors on our warm-ups. If you see, you know, you see the sponsorships on our warm-ups and stuff like that. Like, you see the sponsors on the court and everything like that. And that's people who are trying to represent us for the week because they know it's a big thing going on here every year. So, you know, ticket sales are important, you know, for us because we don't ever, you know, you got to understand we're competing against KU, K-State fans, you know, it's basically competition, and that's what we try to get out to the fans, where it's like, yeah, we need y'all to come in the games and fill the seats because you don't want these KU fans or K-State fans, you know, coming, taking over and getting more ticket sales than us. So, you know, and stuff like that, you know, because that helps us, and, you know, it's great, you know, for us to defend our city. You know, and make sure, like, y'all represent the soccers, you know. And other ways is the sponsorship and everything, you know. I would say that.
One more question, Marcus, and we'll let you go. We're talking with Marcus McDuffie. Hopefully you get to play for several more years, however long you want to play. But where do you see yourself settling down once basketball's over?
Where do I see myself selling out, like, when I'm done playing?
Yeah, when you're done playing, at your post-basketball life, what do you think that happens?
I'm really going to be a trainer. I love kids. I love, like, camps. I'm going to be so into it with trying to make kids better, like, for real. Like, I learned so much in my basketball career. So I just love being around kids and making them get better, kids that want to get better. Because I'm seeing it now with my friends. Like, I have a best friend that's a trainer. Like, he trains people. And I see how much they love him and everything like that. So, you know, he's taught me so much about it and how, you know, things like that. Just, I wouldn't say a coach yet, you know. I would be more like a guy that's going to be a player development or making sure. I just want to do what I see other people not doing the right way. You know?
Yeah. Back in New Jersey, maybe, or?
Back in New Jersey, here in Wichita. Like, I feel like I should have already had a camp here in Wichita. I just haven't had the time overseas, and, you know, time be so short, you know, with the TBT and everything. So it's a short summer for me every year, about two, 3 months. So I've been wanting to camp out here and wanted to do stuff around here because I know I got a lot of fans here, too. So I'm going to have to figure it out soon.
All right, Marcus, really enjoyed talking with you. Best of luck tonight and then the rest of the TBT. Big crowd, we're sure, at Coke Arena. We appreciate it. Good luck.
Yes, thank you. Good luck. Good talk.